Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Under 4 minutes to go, and the Browns haven't scored a point. 10-0. They're losing to the Green Bay Packers. Spin ahead. 3 minutes and 39 seconds, and they get the win. 13-10. Still, go figure, folks. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. We go to the fan hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She is Miss Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we are well. Stunning the other day, and it's the NFL, so you know, I think they should have won the Cincinnati game. They didn't. I don't think they should have won the other day on Sunday, but they did, beating the Green Bay Packers. A stunning comeback that I think can't do anything but help this team moving forward, because it's a confidence both they probably really needed.
Wow. I can't remember the last time I saw a finish like that. It was absolutely incredible, and I think the key thing here is they all did work together to pull this off. It took offense, defense, and special teams. And even though the offense didn't do its job earlier in the game, it did its job when the game was on the line. That's when you needed Joe Flacco to step up there with 12 seconds left and fire an 8-yard pass over the middle to David Njoku. That's when you need him to have enough poise to get the ball spiked after that, to set up that touchdown. And as Kevin called it, that will be a teaching tape for a lot of teams. It was the way to finish. The Browns didn't used to finish, and I think that that's going to carry them through some other games this season as well.
I couldn't help but thinking at the end of the game, when it was all said, how many times have we sat at that stadium or watched on TV for most of the fans and seen that storyline the other way around? Like, that seems to have happened to the Browns so many times since they came back in 99. And I think Jeff's right that there might be, you know, if you can get this feeling of euphoria to pump through the rest of the locker room, that maybe you do turn things around. I mean, Detroit played last night. I know the schedule still looks like it is, but they've got to tweak the offense. Mary Kay, what are they going to do with it?
Well, it's going to be really tough because now, as you guys know, DeJuan Jones is out for the rest of the season, and they're into their depth at tackle, and it's going to be really tough, especially when you have a relatively immobile quarterback that just can't get away from some things. So I think it's going to be really tough. It will help them that Quinshon Judkins can run the football. So I think that that's going to be a tremendous benefit to them over the next few weeks. But it's going to be tough if they can't get this passing game going. You saw last night, I'm sure, how good that Detroit Lions defense is. I think the Browns know what is facing them, and it's going to be really, really hard. And I think it's going to be hard to keep Joe healthy. Now, he's tough, and he usually does not get injured, but you can't keep getting hit that many times and not have some negative consequences come out of that. So they'll have to see about that. But, I don't think they're ready to go to Dylan right away, but I feel like it will get to that point if they can't generate any offense soon.
If the Browns hadn't come back, Mary Kay, are they making that decision right now?
I'm sure they would have been seriously thinking about it. Absolutely, 100%. If they hadn't come back and they lost that game and you're not scoring any points, definitely. I mean, as it was, They needed a series of events to happen to be able to get to that point. They needed a big, big contribution and takeaway from Grant Delpit and the defense, and then from special teams to pull that off. And you can't have that in the NFL. You have to be out there scoring some points. So if Joe Flacco isn't going to be able to do that, then they have to try something else. And I think that they would have thought about it after that game.
Mary Kay, Joe has thrown 45, 45, and 36 passes in three games. And I think, well, your wide receivers haven't been great. Your offensive line hasn't been healthy. And Joe's throwing like crazy. And he's thrown more passes than anybody else in the NFL right now, tied with Dak Prescott. That's silly, isn't it?
Well, they're doing what they have to do to get by, right? They hadn't had a running game up until now, so they had to rely on Joe's arm. But now that they have a running game, I think that they will definitely use Quinshon a lot more than they have, and their run blocking has been good. Even KT Leviston, who subbed in for, after DeJuan left the game. He's basically a first-year player. He's technically a second-year player, but he didn't play last year. He's a seventh-round pick. His run blocking was really good in that game. His pass blocking was not good, but his run blocking was good. So I think they have to rely more heavily on the run, and they will. And if they can do that, then maybe they'll be able to score some points, but I think it's going to be tough sledding for a bit.
There's so many good, I keep looking at this rookie class, and I know that's been a big storyline, and it's hard to imagine that we're probably going to look back at this rookie class and go, man, they did a great job, and we really didn't even factor in the two quarterbacks. Just your assessment of what we're seeing out of the rookies, especially on that one drive. I mean, you got two gigantic plays from first-year players when you talk about a tight end and a running back.
Well, it really does seem like an amazing draft class. And I do think we are going to look back and point to this draft class and say, wow, because I remember back when the Browns had a million picks after the Carson Wentz trade, and they didn't do anything with those picks. Those picks did not become the cornerstone of the football team over the next 5 years. They didn't. But I feel like this group is going to be that. I feel like this is the beginning of the Browns' second Super Bowl window. It's Super Bowl window 2 that you're looking at right now. Super Bowl window 1, those guys are on the back nine. And maybe some of them will be able to carry over into Super Bowl 2, window 2, if they end up getting a franchise quarterback next year. But certainly, I think we are seeing the beginnings of where the Browns are trying to go with this whole thing. And it really is a dynamite class.
All right, I'm recovering because you just mentioned the word Super Bowl and Browns in the same breath. Defense can make you think that, Mary Kay. Do you really see enough coming out of this offense with some of the skill position guys? I like Quinshon. I like Harold Fannin. But do you see enough out of those young skill position guys that you think that offense can evolve a little bit?
Well, I'm not talking about necessarily this season.
I know that.
Yeah. Yes, I do think this offense can evolve. I mean, my goodness, all you have to do is look at Quinshon and Harold Fannin to see the vision of where they're going with this. And then you see what the young guys on defense have been able to do so far. And we haven't even really talked about Dylan Sampson yet. I think that he can really help and turn into something. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the quarterbacks. We'll see what the quarterbacks have. But those guys, it'll be interesting to see if one or both of those guys can step up and become NFL starters. So I think it looks like an amazing class, and I do think that this is the beginning of the next Super Bowl window. What they have to do, however, is rebuild the offensive line. Yeah. The offensive line, they're kind of coming to the end of the road for some of them. And I think that that's an area, it's got to be a point of emphasis over the next year.
Mary Kay, what did we learn about our next opponent? And what did we learn about what we were against the Ravens by watching last night's game?
What a tough, tough opponent this is. They're sound in all three phases of the game. They're explosive.
Their defense looked so good last night.
Oh. Their defense is so good. They mirror the image of their head coach. And they're just going to be really, really tough to beat. They look like a bona fide Super Bowl contender to me for this year. So I think that it's going to be a very, very tough and difficult game. I think that Dan Campbell is smart enough to preach to them just how good this defense is that's coming in. And I think they're going to be ready for the Cleveland Browns. I don't think they're going to overlook them by any stretch of the imagination, because I think the Browns served notice with that victory over the Packers that they have to be taken seriously this season. And I don't think people really felt that way before.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. I love what Dan Campbell has done in Detroit offensively, because they're really dynamic throwing the ball, but yet they're based around two running backs and they just pound the football. And I watched what David Montgomery did last night. You know, he's the bigger guy like Quinshon Judkins. And Jahmyr Gibbs, terrific. I wonder if that is what ultimately our guys have in mind here, Mary Kay. And I say that knowing that Dylan Sampson had just one carry this week. What do you think?
Well, I'm sure that that is what they have in mind. And I'm sure that's what they had in mind when they drafted both of those guys, to be the 1-2 combo that they had, or a version of what they had with Nick and Kareem. And of course, both of those guys were big. So this is a completely different animal. But there are plenty of things that you can do with Dylan Sampson, just from a speed and catching the ball out of the backfield standpoint. So he's a weapon in his own right, and I do think that those two guys together are going to be really good. And we just haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen the possibilities or how that can go. But I think that that's definitely something to look forward to. And, yes, I mean, the Lions, they really have it going on in all phases. And I just think that this is going to be a really, really, really tough ball game.
All right, Mary Kay, I want to go back to the quarterback situation. If let's walk down the path of what's going to happen, because it was weird after the game on Sunday that, like, you have this gigantic win, right, for this team, for a kicker who, like, no one really knew what was going on, and you just kind of set the stage for optimism down the rest of the road. But everyone else is thinking in the back of their mind, man, the offense did not look good early on. And where are we going with this thing? So I just kind of want to reiterate and get your big full picture on what Joe Flacco's future is right now as we look forward. I think personally, I think Kevin would be happy to start him all 17 games. At what point would they have to pull the trigger?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, the number one thing that Joe has to do is protect the football. He's got to protect the football and play clean ball. Here's the recipe for them for right now. It is excellent defense, running the football, and then manageable, efficient ball from your quarterback. And that's what he has to do. If he can do that and keep them going for a while, then he'll keep his job. Because here's the corollary to taking out your veteran, is that your rookie has to be ready. It's not like they have an experienced, savvy veteran, even Kenny Pickett sitting there waiting in the wings to go in. If that were the case, then that may have even happened by now. But they don't have that. What they have is a rookie, and you have to make sure that you're setting your rookie up for success. When you look at the end of that ball game, as I mentioned, Joe Flacco did something at the end of the game there that might have taken some veteran savvy and poise to pull that off. You don't want to put a rookie in a situation where he's going to lose his confidence or be overwhelmed. Now, I don't think that Dylan is like that. I think that he is very poised and mature, and he knows what he's looking at, and he knows what he's seeing. But it's a different ball game. It is a different ball game up here, and you just want to make sure he is ready for that moment.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.